This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's a documentary airing on HBO Monday night. It's called American Winter. It follows eight low-income or no-income families in Portland, Oregon, through 2011 and through 2012. That's after, remember, the recession was officially over with. Brothers Joe and Harry Gantz made that film. Guys, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
The thing that hit me about this movie, Harry, and it hit you smack in the face, and it doesn't take long to get into it, is that this is really about the kids. It's about the children in these families. Did you sense that when you were making this movie?
Absolutely. When these parents are going through a lot of stress dealing with the economic situation that they're in, a lot of them do their best to shield their kids from it. Mm-hmm. But of course, the kids can't be shielded from the water being turned off. So it affects them in deep emotional ways and has long-term impact on them in terms of their education, their self-worth, all the things that parents worry about kids having.
Let's listen to this just for a second. It's one of these kids.
Honestly, the way I look at it is I don't know how I'm going to make it. I have no money saved up for college. I don't have any of that stuff. How am I going to be successful? I worry about that every day.
Joe, that kid is 13 years old. I mean, that's insane that he's worrying about this stuff.
This stress is something that these families deal with every day, all day, and it filters down to the kids, and it really makes the quality of life, you know, really diminished.
Harry, you were right in these people's faces for the 5-6 months, whatever it was, that it took you to make this movie. You were in their homes. You went on dates with some of these couples. You went all over. And I do wonder why they let you in. Why do you think they let you into their lives like this?
I think a lot of these families feel like the world doesn't care about them, that there's not a lot of attention paid to them. It's a full-time job not only to work but also to navigate the social service system. And they felt like they would be willing to allow us into this part of their life so the rest of the world could see what they were going through. You know, these guys don't have any lobbyists in Washington. And even though all of these decisions that are being made about budgets and cuts affect them, this would be one way that they would have a voice.
Were you, as a filmmaker, saddened by what you saw, or did you know what you were getting into?
I think Joe should answer that question.
All right, Joe, go ahead.
Well, it's difficult to spend this time in these people's lives and watch them struggle with paying bills, putting food on the table, keeping a roof over their heads, and, you know, not, you know, reach out and say, well, let me buy you dinner tonight.
Did you ever do that?
Well, towards the end of the film, we did break some of the rules that we had set up. We made a situation where we would pay them a daily fee at the end of editing because we didn't want to take their lives out of orbit. And we wanted to follow what was truly happening for them.
This film takes place in Portland, Oregon, which is not speaking for myself anyway, I mean, you think of Portland and you think of craft beer and hipsters and sort of Brooklyn on the West Coast, and you don't think of these problems with economic life. And maybe part of that's my ignorance. But were you surprised by what you found up there? I mean,
well, we weren't really surprised. This is, in a sense, the other side of Portlandia.
Yeah, we chose Portland because we felt that L.A. or New York would feel to middle America as, you know, not us. So we wanted to find a city that felt a little bit more like middle America. Mm. And so we chose Portland, not knowing all that much about it.
There was an amazing amount of cognitive dissonance for me in this film, watching these families having to run an extension cord to their neighbor's house because their power had been shut off, filling up buckets outside with a hose from their neighbor's house because their water had been shut off. That juxtaposed with the conversation that is happening on the political level in Washington, which seems so detached from the reality of the real economy in this country.
And that's why we made the film. We made the film because we felt that there was this economic discussion going on at every level, but it wasn't taking into consideration what was happening with real families all across this country. And we felt that if people could see how families were struggling, it would be easier to kind of connect with what's really going on in this country right now.
Harry Gantz and his brother Joe. The film is called American Winter. It's on HBO on Monday. Guys, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.